This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, harvest is moving right along, and the state crop report says corn harvest is 21% complete compared to 38% for the five-year average and just 11% last week. Corn dented at 97% compared to 100% for the five-year average. Corn mature 73% compared to 96% last year. Corn condition rated 4% very poor, 10% poor, 28% fair, 43% good, and 15% excellent. Soybeans coloring at 92% compared to 93% for the five-year average. Soybeans dropping leaves at 80% compared to 77% last year. And soybean harvest 30% complete for the state compared to 15% last year and just 9% last week. Soybean condition rated 5% very poor, 9% poor, 27% fair, 47% good, and 12% excellent. And yesterday was my first combine ride of the season in between Harville and Morrisonville with Denny Held and his crew. John Michael Marty joined me on the adventure, and this is what Denny had to say about harvest and our visit.
Well, the quality of grain's real good, and things are going real well. Haven't had any breakdowns this year, and not like a little bit of last year. The yields are real good. The moisture is really good. You know, we're down knocking on 15 and a lot of everything's like that. Test weight's good. Things are just going good. Things are really dry. Just be careful. Don't have any field fires or be real safe out there.
Yeah, that's definitely been the case this year. Dry and dusty, and unfortunately I've heard of a few combine fires, so always good reminder to be aware. Now, we're shelling corn today. Have you taken out any bean fields? Because it's kind of been an off year. The beans have dried down before the corn. So talk to us about that.
Well, we've got all our April planted beans out, and we've got about 300 acres of May planted beans, which everybody's telling me is 5 to 8 bushel less than our April planted beans. But it just doesn't seem like they want to mature. A lot of leaves on them, a lot of green stems, but yet they were testing 8 and 9, but we got some that we have about 300 acres left, like I said, that is just not ready, that there's no way we can combine them, take them to the elevator like that. So we're waiting on them, but we're doing a good job. Other than that, we're probably 65% done, looking for a little rain, for a little break here, so we can all get our sanity back here, maybe Wednesday or Thursday.
You've got some help here with you today. Not only were you brave enough to let myself and John Michael Marty drive some of the equipment, but you've got some other guys here helping you that I think do that on a yearly basis.
Yeah, I got my uncle who farms with me, Bob Matley, and my brother-in-law is helping me today, Clarence. My wife will be here at 2:30 or so to drive a truck, and we just got a whole, we bring about everybody out we can to help get it done and get her over with, so we don't have too many family feuds.
So I have to ask, because I was in the combine with Bob while you were in the tractor pulling the grain cart with John Michael. You let him drive, so tell us how that went today.
He did a fantastic job. He was a little getting used to the, on an international, they got the turtle and the rabbit, and he was a little getting used to that. But, no, he did a great job, got her lined up. We only had one little mishap, so he asked me what the shovel on the back of the truck was for, and I said, in case we have a mess up. Well, I guess Katie slowed down a little bit when she was driving the combine, and we had to get the shovel off the back of the truck and use it for a little bit while ago.
I did. There was a miscommunication, but we didn't lose too much corn, so it wasn't too bad. It was just a small little mishap. Denny, reflecting on the growing season as a whole, now you're into harvest, how did things just go for you this year? Did you have issues this spring, or just talk to us about how things went with planting until now?
Well, everything went pretty good planting. I mean, we had a little weather delays there and spaced our beans out, and other than that, things went pretty good. I know we had some dicamba issues, but we didn't experience any, so hopefully they can get the technology down, because I do think the dicamba beans did yield better this year. I think it is an excellent weed program that we could all hopefully learn to live and use and benefit by, because Roundup's kind of getting on its way out. It still does work a lot of places, but there's 10 or 15% of those fields that you just need to come in and maybe do a little mop up. And it sure seemed like, boy, that dicamba knocked them and really took care of them and did a job as far as weed control did.
So did you plant dicamba beans on any of your acres, or did you just observe, you know, other fields?
We had 100% dicambas. We planted all 100%. A few years back when Roundup come up, and we wavered a year or two on that, and we heard all the issues of not spraying Roundup. Did this field get sprayed, that field get sprayed? So we wanted to try and be ahead of the curve, so we just made the decision we were going to plant them all. Or dicambas, and I think that really paid off in the end because it does seem like they're yielding better. And we also didn't have any, we went back in and did maybe 40, 60 acres of spraying and touch up around some fields, and man, did it clean them up and make them nice.
Well, great to hear that the technology worked for you guys. And yeah, there was a lot of talk of some drift issues, but as with anything new, you have issues, I guess. So good to hear it worked for you. Denny, final thoughts as we wrap up today. Thanks for having us out. Final thoughts from you.
No problem. Glad to always have you. We listen to you every afternoon. We always try to text you with the answers to some of your questions that you can't ever come up with. But hope everybody has a safe harvest out there. Be careful. It's getting awful dry out there. Just a lot of still crops out here, and try not to avoid any field fires, combine fires, excessive burn of trash, and have a great end of the summer and fall here, and hope everybody stays safe and good luck, and Christmas won't be very far away.
And once again, that report comes to us from Denny Held of Raymond. Well, a friendly reminder that if you're a farmer, you'll soon be receiving a form for the 2017 Census of Ag. The Department of Ag's National Ag Statistics Service says farmers and ranchers will begin receiving those forms in 8 weeks. Producers can mail in their completed form or respond online. Conducted once every 5 years, the census is a complete count of all U.S. farms, ranches, and the people who operate them. USDA says it's the only source of uniform, comprehensive, and impartial ag data for every state and county in the country. Producers will see a new question about military veteran status, expanded questions about food marketing practices, and questions about on-farm decision-making to better capture the roles and contributions of beginning farmers, women farmers, and others who are involved in running the business. And if you'd like more information or a web form, you can find those online at agcensus.usda.gov. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.